financial planning at the end of the day is really a series of decisions. And to make the right decision for yourself, you should be going through a process and analysis to help you analyze.
Welcome to the All Things Retirement Podcast with certified financial planner, Anthony Alfo. Here's your host, Ben George.
Hello and welcome into All Things Retirement. Glad to have you on the show today. I'm Ben George alongside Anthony Alfo, certified financial planner and the founder of Cardinal Wealth Group. We got a good show for you today. Anthony, we're talking golf today. I know you got to be dusting off the clubs a little bit, although you've had a pretty nice winter, right? You've actually been playing it a little bit.
We have, yeah. No, it's been warm up here in the Northeast by all measures. So I welcome that. I'm cool without snow for a year, although I do like snow. But if it means that we get to play more golf, I'm for that too, because I've been doing it for a long time. Yeah, I love it.
And we're going to kind of use that, the golf, as a kind of an analogy for financial planning and the lessons we can kind of take from some of the strategy of golf and just some of the things that you might do out on the golf course. And we're going to apply that to financial planning today. So it should be a fun spin on our usual conversation. But, you know, as we kind of kick off, you know, we talk about the spring rolling around, and I know it's kind of spring cleaning time for a lot of people, whether that be at the house or, you know, with their financial planning, going through reviews. I know you're kind of in that process now, consolidating accounts. Like, what does spring cleaning look like for you?
Yeah, I actually, in the beginning of the year, I usually think of things just no different than kind of doing my own financial planning, but I'll think of things that I need to kind of review. And ironically, I also turned 40 this year. So kind of like, all right, I need to get like my medicals updated. It's been a little while. I changed doctors to a little bit more primary personal care rather than like a larger hospital type of setup. So like just with that, and then I just, you know, with two kids, I wanted to just kind of start to review some things as well. So some of the things that we ended up doing, I ended up doing a lot more than I thought I was going to do. But one of the things was to review all the contingent beneficiary designations from Margo, our second being born. So a lot of these things were done prior when Rosie, our first, was born. We got our estate plan done. So it turns out after a review, we ended up updating all our contingent beneficiaries to add Margo there. And then we also, I actually had a policy before I met Dana, my wife, that had my mom and dad listed along with Dana. So I took a little bit away from my parents and shifted that percentage over to Dana and the kids as well. And I ended up, you know, consolidating an old 401k account that I just kind of had out there and managed my own kind of something that always just hung out there. I was just like dreading going through the paperwork process. And I updated like our share file. So we have a share file digital drive that Dana and I share in case something ever happens to me. I wanted to leave a little bit more of a paper trail of like where to go. We have, you know, different life insurance companies that we have stuff with, our estate documents. I just wanted to reorganize it and leave some updated instructions if something were to happen to me. So, you know, it ended up being like two Fridays in a row that I spent a few hours just to kind of make sure all that stuff got done, and resubmitting the paperwork with all the insurance companies is kind of a little bit of a pain. But, you know, I feel a lot better that I did it.
Yeah, that's awesome, because we talk about this stuff on the show all the time, right? And it's, we know we need to be doing these things, but the hardest part is actually taking the action. So it's kind of cool to see and hear you as someone who, you know, works with people and, you know, pushes people to do these things and guides them on this process. You actually taking those steps too. So like the action on top of the words is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, obviously from a client or somebody else out there's perspective, having an advisor should be that person to help kind of hold you accountable or put some energy behind it for you to actually get those things done. Because I think it is, you know, one of those things that you can always just kind of keep pushing off when you're out there on your own. And, you know, I think even from a financial advisor standpoint, it's good for them to have somebody to help hold them accountable. And it's something that I've certainly have been thinking about, like maybe having one of my former friends or colleagues that still are advisors too, just to have some type of relationship there to hold one another accountable as well.
With the share file, do you find that's better process than maybe like just using a Google Drive or something to save a lot of stuff?
I would put them into the same camp. So okay. I think it just depends on what, you know, whether it's Box or Drop file or share file, right, or Google Drive. All those things could, I think, work. As long as they're, you know, have the encryptions, and we use secure password savers. So, mm-hmm, you know, I still think there's good to have a paper trail at the end of the day when it comes to this stuff, whether it's insurance documents, like keeping them, whether it's at a bank safety deposit or a safe at your house. You know, paper files can help too, right, I think, leaving a paper trail. So, you know, we have both, but just nice to know that we have something that we both share in, and that, you know, she knows where to look in case something were to happen to me.
Yeah, very good. Well, it definitely serves as a reminder that there's a lot of things we should be doing with our financial planning and just updating things year to year. And now is a great time to be doing that. So if you have questions for Anthony or want to go through and review your beneficiaries, you know, your accounts, you know, kind of go through this documenting process, cardinalwg.com is the best place to do that. You can also call 609-362-5512. But just take advantage of that free assessment. Just start your Cardinal success journey by logging on to the website. All right, let's talk golf, Anthony. We are gearing up for the Masters, so it's a perfect time to maybe shift gears and apply this to our financial planning. And I love this conversation. I know you do too. So I'm going to throw out a couple different strategies or things that might happen on the golf course. We're going to apply them to financial planning. Let's start with hitting a hole-in-one. Have you ever had one, first of all?
One hole-in-one in 30 years, almost.
And that's one more than me. One so, more than me. So.
It's just luck. I mean... Yeah. There's golf pros out there on the tour that, you know, they still don't have one. So,
right,
it's a lot of luck.
Well, that's the idea, right, for this too, is skill. There is some preparation and skill involved in getting it on the right line and so forth. But it also is a lot of luck combined with that as well. So how does this apply then to financial planning?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people are looking for that magic bullet or magic ingredient or that perfect investment. And I think at the end of the day, if I was going to use an analogy with hole-in-one, it's, you know, just because you have a hole-in-one doesn't mean you're going to have a great round at the end of the day. Obviously, it's a great shot and you feel great about it. But I would say financial planning, it's really more about the route or the process that you go through along your journey to make good decisions and avoid bad decisions along the way. People win the lottery and still go broke, right? So, and I don't know if there's too many more things that are improbable than winning the lottery. So it's there's really not just this one magical thing to get you from where you point A to point B, but it's really about the journey and all the decisions that you make along the way and avoiding, you know, those hazards out there. Or bad decisions that could, you know, throw you offline. So that's kind of the analogy I would use that with hitting a hole in one versus the journey of playing around. I'd much rather shoot in the 60s than have a hole in one, to be honest with you, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of rounds where, you know, even just making an eagle or something along the way where you still have a few blow up holes and it doesn't really make a difference on your scorecard.
That's so. Right. It still ends up being the same old score most of the time.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Clubs in your bag, our next kind of thing to look at here. So, you know, I know people are always talking clubs. Even amateurs are always trying to decide what driver they want to go with, changing irons, getting fitted. But the bottom line is you're going to fill out your bag, right? You're not going to walk out there. You might do the 7-iron challenge and try to play a hole or two with that. But for the most part, if you want to score the best possible score, you're going to go out there and have as many tools available to yourself, right?
Yeah, that's right. So the way I would look at that is that we need to figure out which tools you need in your bag as you're heading into retirement. And some of the things that you might have prior might need to change and be swapped out with something else. So, you know, one of the things, obviously, we want to figure out cash and having the right amount of cash on hand. Obviously, today, as we're recording this now, you know, high yield savings accounts are kind of back and high yielding money markets are back. And even really short term treasuries are back. We just sent out some communication in the last couple of weeks on this to our clients about, you know, here's some places that you can go if you have more cash than what you normally have and you want to put it to work. You know, you can go get 3.5-4.5% right now, which is better than, you know, what it's typically been, 0%. So, you know, we'll start there and then we'll kind of work our way into the retirement portfolio and say, okay, well, we need some safety buckets, you know, money for today. And that can be things like short-term or individual bonds or bond ETFs or structured notes, or some people have annuities, kind of these safety assets that basically are not going to drop like the market will, like your stock portfolio will when the market goes down. So we want some safety bucket there. So when we need money today, we don't really want to pull from the stock side if it's down. And then obviously we need some money to grow for the long term. So we call that our growth bucket. And that can be made up of, you know, diversified stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, that is really trying to keep pace with inflation. So when you look at it, you could really have somebody with, we break them down into buckets a lot of times, but, you know, three or four different buckets that are there to help pay for their retirement now and for later, and then some that are going to be there to grow. And you can look at that like your driver, three wood, five woods, right? That are can be quite volatile at times off the tee, right? But also can get you a good return over the long term. And then some of the safety, you know, safer things like cash, money markets, and then obviously some individual bonds. So we want to have the right mix there, and that's kind of the analogy I guess we would use for our bag.
Yeah, that volatile driver really hit close to home, Anthony.
I feel bad for this episode for anybody who hates golf or doesn't watch it.
It's all right. We got a lot of episodes in the catalog, yeah. So they can always move on. But I think it's a great kind of conversation to get into spring. All right. Listening to your caddy. Now, you got to be pretty good probably to play with the caddy, or you got to be playing a pretty nice course to have a caddy. But the whole idea here is that, you know, you're obviously going to have plenty of skills and you can do a lot of things on your own, but the caddy is always there to kind of help keep you on course, kind of point out some hazards along the way, you know, guide you all around to really be as effective as possible.
Yeah. Or if you're playing a course that you've never played before and you're playing with a friend, they can act as a caddy to kind of, you know, keep you away from certain hazards that you're not aware of, or help you read some of the greens. So I kind of would put that in the terms of, you know, a financial advisor, you know, helping you to look through your investments to make sure that you're have the right setup for what you're trying to accomplish. I mean, today, for the most part, anybody out there can get any investment for the most part on their own. You don't necessarily need an advisor or broker. Those are really commodities at the end of the day. But the value is really in partnering with an advisor who's going to help make decisions with you. I mean, you're going to have a lot of decisions along the way. It's just not, you know, you put together a plan and you're done. There's going to be decisions throughout the year and years, you know, over the next 20, 30 years as you work together. But putting it together and helping you understand clearly and confidently what are the best decisions for you and your family, and to really help narrow it down. And then also, you know, saving you the time and energy to have to look through hundreds of different investments or different options when it comes to decision making, to really narrow it down to the most appropriate things. And, you know, really providing that energy at the end of the day to help follow through to get things done. Because I know a lot of people, you know, we're all procrastinators at the end of the day, and having somebody to help follow up and keep you accountable is also important as well.
All right, I got one more here on my list, the pre-shot routine. We all know if you played golf, you're going to be more successful if you have a pre-shot routine. I know a lot of amateurs don't. They just get up there and swing and hit the ball. But you see the pros. There's a reason why they do the same thing every time before they hit a shot, right?
Yeah, you see that whether it's penalty kicks in soccer or free throws in basketball. Those folks that are playing are going through that same process every single time, and it really helps you focus on the shot at hand. And golf's, you know, basically a series of one shot at a time, and going through that routine allows you to block out what you might have done before to just focus on what's at hand. And I'd say, you know, financial planning at the end of the day is really a series of decisions. And to make the right decision for yourself, you should be going through a process and analysis to help you analyze all the different decisions that you have. But to go down and look at the different paths and the pros and cons to come down to the right conclusion for yourself. So that routine from a financial planning aspect is going to be super important in order to come to the right decision at the end of the day.
Well, fun look at financial planning, and I think anybody that play golf or has played golf will really be able to connect with that. And even if you haven't, I think just kind of talking through that stuff will kind of help you understand from financial planning from a different perspective. But again, if you ever have questions about what we talk about here or just any financial planning questions in general, I always encourage you to reach out to Anthony over at the Cardinal Wealth Group. You can find him online, cardinalwg.com. There you can get your free assessment and start that Cardinal success journey. But you can also call directly if you prefer to do that at 609-362-5512. Let's get to a question or two before we get out of here, Anthony, that came into the show.
By the way, this is the year for you, Ben.
What,
the hole in one.
Hole in one?
This is the year for you.
I got to get out and play more, I think, in order to have that happen. But I love the optimism. So if that happens, first round's on me for sure.
Okay.
All right. Olivia's who we got a question from here, says, I just paid my last tuition payment, so my kids are officially off the payroll. Is it safe to cancel my life insurance at this point?
Well, that's congratulations. One less big payment for you there, Olivia. With regards to life insurance, I'd probably say maybe pump the brakes first and just make sure that there's no other reason to have the life insurance. Obviously, covering debt like kids' tuition payments or housing or mortgages for that matter, life insurance plays a role there. But I would probably run an analysis just to see if there's any reason. If something were to happen to you or your spouse where you might lose Social Security or pension income stream, to see if that life insurance is filling a gap that might be needed. Obviously, you know, nobody wants another bill in retirement, but I would probably just analyze to see if that insurance can play another role before canceling, because you obviously can't change your mind or go back once you do that.
All right. Thanks for that question, Olivia. Got one more for you before we close it out here. This one from Claire says, I'm supposed to retire next month, but I haven't done any planning at all yet. I just realized that I still need to figure out my Social Security options, my pension options, my Medicare options, as well as what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. So should I just push back my retirement date until I figure this stuff out?
That's a tough question, Claire. I think understanding if the results in your plan are going to change your decision, meaning that if you go through a financial analysis and some of the feedback would change your mind, I might try to, you know, wait to see an analysis. Obviously, there's a lot of decisions that you might have as you go through Social Security and pension and Medicare options. And I'd hate to say to, you know, quit your job that you might not be able to get back that easily if it was going to change your mind. If it's not going to make a difference because you're already checked out, you know, then maybe not. But, you know, going through the process to understand what company benefits, if any, that might be portable that you might want to take with you or not take with you, going through your retirement healthcare options, life insurance, there could be bonus money, stock awards, things like that, you really want to sit down and get your arms around it before just leaving your job. And obviously going through Social Security, pension, and the other things that you mentioned are super important to try to have some type of understanding before you jump ship there.
Very good. Well, thanks for those two questions. If you have one for us, you can send it in to us via the website, cardinalwg.com, or you can always call Anthony directly, 609-362-5512. All right, well, time to get out the clubs, clean them off, and get ready, Anthony. It's I'm itching now to get on the tee.
Looking forward to it.
All right, thank you for listening to All Things Retirement for Anthony Alpha over at Cardinal Wealth Group. I am Ben George. Have a good week.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.